Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. You can play more games on smart television sets and devices than ever before without an Xbox, PlayStation, or other console. Will that message come through the next 2 days at PlayFronts 2024? Let's explore that playground next. Also ahead, the Globes stay golden on CBS, ABC on Integrigation Kick, a 2023 miniseries rolls on, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, speaker and tuner radio, and present on a wide variety of great podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. 49 degrees at the top of the hour, very sunny skies here in the Big Apple. And on this Monday afternoon, we welcome you to the program all about TV's current and future. Great to have you with us. No guests today. We have a bunch of great guests coming your way on Friday. It's going to be a fantastic Good Friday 2024 edition. And we'll tell you more about that very shortly. And we want to hear from you. I'd like to know, before we get started, do you play smart TV games? In other words, do you play games on your smart TV set or smart device and you don't have an Xbox, you don't have a PlayStation, you don't have another console? We'd like to hear you. I'd like to what you think the experience is and how it's going great or not so great for you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And you can also check us out in our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Once again, if you play video games on a smart TV set or smart device, what's the experience like, especially since you do it with artificial intelligence, your voice remote, or a joystick you point at the screen, and you don't need a Xbox, PlayStation, or other console? I'd like to hear from you, so give us a call, use the chat room. Either way, we will interact with you. And before we get to all of that, let's get to some news notes. The iNetwork is now the Globes Network. It's in the annual Globes and Globes ceremony that honors TV and PBS agree to keep the award special in its fold for the next 5 years and simulcast it on Paramount Plus. The Globes returned to network TV this past January on CBS after the organization in charge of the event, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, was dismantled, and rights to produce it were turned over to Penske Media and Dick Clark Productions. Despite poor reviews for this year's presentation, the first on CBS after decades on NBC, viewership was up from last winter. A special 2020 miniseries, The Interrogation Tapes, will premiere next Monday night on ABC. Actual interrogations from criminal cases will be shown with expert commentary, one case per episode. ABC will carry this miniseries through May 6th. The Last Thing He Told Me, one of Apple TV Plus's most watched miniseries last year, will return for a second season next year. Jennifer Garner and Reese Witherspoon will be back as co-stars and co-executive producers. Second season will follow an upcoming sequel to the novel that inspired the original Apple Plus miniseries written by Laura Dave. Now quickies, The Chosen will start filming its fifth season April 11th in Utah. Season 4 episodes are running this week in movie theaters across the United States, prior to TV distribution still to be arranged. The popular 1960s and 70s TV series actor Ron Harper has passed away. His starring or co-starring opportunities included A7 Precinct, Wendy and Me, Garrison's Gorillas, Land of the Lost, and Planet of the Apes. He also did a lot of guest shot work, and he was also involved in a number of TV soap operas in the 70s and 80s, including Capital, Generations, Another World, and Love of Life. Ron Harper was 91. A cause of death has not been announced. And that is news notes for today. Now time for our classic trip. Before we get to our classic trivia question, I want to let you know that this coming Friday is Good Friday. It's also going to be our last episode of March 2024. And we got a 90-minute big one for you. What would be Good Friday is going to be a fantastic Friday. Just listen to who we've got. First of all, from the brand new CW series Sight Unseen, the premieres next week, going to meet a sister-sister deal that co-produced the program. Their names are Karen and Nikolay Trubetskoy, and they are the executive producers and co-showrunners of Sight Unseen. And that's just our first half hour. Then we're going to celebrate the 50th season of Nova, which just started this month on PBS. And this week's episode is one of the most controversial. It deals with artificial intelligence. We will have an exclusive interview with co-executive producers Julia Court and Chris Schmidt. And finally, last week, Hulu premiered a new series called JB and Jonesy's Locker, You'll meet the creator, showrunner, and yes, even co-star of this program, Ebony Rosen. They're all coming your way Friday, Good Friday 2024, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here exclusively on Smarty Televised. It's going to be a blockbuster one, and we hope you're joining us for it, and use that chat room and get in those phone calls because we want to hear from you. All right, now time for our Patrick Trivia question. Start of our second week offering this question. We have 7 prizes in play, such as the free Uber card from AMC Networks, the free Redbox movie night from Crackle Connect, 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar, 2 wonderful musical CDs, Lifetime Women in Rock and Chicago's Greatest Hits, and 2 wonderful books, Running the Show, Television Inside by former Northern Exposure writer-showrunner who was on our program last fall, Jeff Melvoin, and from another guest from last fall, University of Southern California Professor David Craig, Apocalypse Television, How the Day After, the ABC classic movie, helped end the Cold War. And all that can be yours if you know the answer to this question. How many actors played Martin Caine, Private Eye? How many actors played Martin Caine, Private Eye? That is the very popular live detective series that ran on NBC from 1949 to 1954, and more than one actor played the title role. How many? That's what we want to know. And all those 7 prizes can be yours if you know the answer to that question, and you get it in by email. And you can win a bonus prize if you give us the names of all the actors who played Martin Caine. If you do so, and that's in your answer, you'll win a bonus book prize. The new best-selling book, The Deerfield Massacre, written by the author of Manhunt, which inspired the popular Apple TV Plus miniseries of the last couple of weeks, James Swanson, who was on our program a couple of weeks ago. So that book can be yours if you give us the names of all the actors who played Martin Caine, Private Eye. So to do all that, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win. Remember, if you're a previous guest in this program or you have won before with our trivia contest, you are not eligible. Everybody else, you are. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow on X or Twitter and Facebook. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Or Facebook at Simon Applebaum. Facebook at Simon Applebaum. One more time, the question. How many actors played Martin Caine, Private Eye? And for our bonus prize, The Deerfield Massacre, best-selling book by James Swanson, name the actors. All of them played Martin Caine. Remember, in order to qualify for the bonus prize, you must name all the actors in your answer. So that must be the case. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Let's see if we can get a winner finally today. It's been a long, long, long while. Let's end the losing streak today, if we can. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in, so do so, and all the very best. Coming up next, Playfronts 2024 starts tomorrow here in New York, goes until Wednesday afternoon, and we're going to find out how smart TV sets and smart TV devices, what role they'll play in this event or not. I'll talk about that after we give you a message from our wonderful sponsor today, Liquid IV. Have you heard that there's a new wellness routine that's easy to take and keeps you in hydrated shape? We're talking about Liquid IV. It's a great-tasting drink mix in thick form that when you add with water, delivers hydration to your body faster and more efficiently than water alone. What's more, you get 5 essential vitamins, B3, 5, 6, 12, and super vitamin C. Plus, you get 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. There's 12 flavors to drink, and they're all delicious and refreshing, like Concord Grape, Passion Fruit, and Watermelon. Plus, there's a line of sugar-free flavors, like Green Grape and Peach. They're all delicious. They're all refreshing. And Liquid IV is always all gluten, dairy, and soy-free. So go to liquidiv.com, that's liquidiv.com, to order. And when you do, you get 20% off using the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order. If you shop for better hydration today with Liquid IV, just use the promo code TELEVISE, TELEVISED, at liquidiv.com. Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures with real hydrating. Well, it's that time again. It's time for the Interactive Advertising Bureau. The folks that do the annual digital content new fronts will be coming up in about a month from now to do and look at the world of gaming, video gaming, and how advertisers can take part in it in a big way. The event is called Playfront. It started a few years ago as a one-day event. Now it's a two-day event. And it takes place at Convene across the street from Rockefeller Center, 30 Rock, Radio City Music Hall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yours truly will be covering that event, both for Tomorrow Be Televised, this program, and also for Media Village, where I do commentary on what's going on in the world of upfronts and new fronts and so forth. Now, it was at Playfronts last year that Samsung showcased for the very first time the quantity and the quality of video games that they can that you can play on their smart TV sets. Right now, that number is in the thousands. And when I went there last year to check it out, I have to say it was a nice shocker. For one thing, I could actually play the game. And you could do it without a PlayStation, without an Xbox or another console. You do it with either your voice remote, or a joystick you point right at the screen. Why? Because Samsung smart TV sets, like others, have artificial intelligence software built in. So you can use that joystick tied in with that software to power up and play. And the great thing is the variety of games was really outstanding. You could play Fortnite. You could play auto racing games. You could play other racing games, adventure games, all sorts of things. And we understood from the Samsung people there that you could also play Twitch. That's right, Twitch, which we weren't sure whether Amazon's service was on smart TV sets device or not. Apparently, it is. Now, since Samsung showcased what they did at Playfronts, other smart TV sets and devices now offer video games. LG offers a pretty good portfolio of games you can play on their smart TV sets. Roku allows you to play all sorts of games from various independent suppliers, including versions of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And Telly, the independent smart TV set maker that's trying to become the iPhone of television, they are also playing video games on their television set. In addition, there's been talk that Xbox, now that they have acquired Activision Blizzard, one of the top video game makers, is also now going to make their games available on smart TV sets and devices as well. Well, here's what we know about Playfronts. We know Samsung is going to be back. And in fact, they're going to give, as they did last year, a presentation about how their games are doing on their smart sets. We know that right now LG is not going to be there. We know that Telly is not going to be there. We know that Roku is not going to be there, although they might have officials there. And at least they're not going to give presentations. We do know, however, that an organization you might not know about in terms of playing games on smart TV sets and devices will be, for the first time, NVIDIA. That's right. A lot of you may not remember this, but NVIDIA at one point had a smart TV device called Shield, and that the whole idea of Shield was going to play video games under the heading of GeForce. Well, GeForce is now having their games on various smart TV sets and devices, and NVIDIA is going to be part of the closing presentation on Wednesday. In addition, we understand that Activision Blizzard will be giving the opening presentation on tomorrow's agenda, and that Roblox and Twitch will be making presentations. Now, I'm very interested about Roblox because since Jason Kilar, the former head of Warner Brothers Discovery, former head of Hulu, is now part of the Roblox board, there has been some rumors here and there that Roblox could become a smart TV set and or smart TV device carried vehicle. Is it? If so, when will it? If not now. Hopefully, Roblox will say something during its presentation either tomorrow or Wednesday at Playfronts 2024. Now, the whole idea of Playfronts 2024 is to encourage advertisers, big, small, in the middle, as well as brands and ad agencies, to spend money on video game advertising, either adjacent to the game or in the game. So a lot of presentations that will be taking place at Playfronts will be trying to encourage that kind of activity, either before or after you play a game, or in the game itself, let's say as part of the scenery, as part of the environment, or maybe, let's say if you're playing an auto racing game, a decal on the game or a billboard as you go through the course. All sorts of ways you can play things. And I have to say, last year when I went for the first time, I was really delighted with the kind of activity that was there, who showed up, and more importantly, the kinds of ways that advertisers could get involved. And the fact that Samsung, among the smart TV set and device makers, was the first to say, look, we're going to showcase ourselves there. We don't know yet if they're going to do the same thing besides speaking. We'll find out when we get there tomorrow. So once again, PlayFronts 2024 will be taking place tomorrow and Wednesday at Convene here in New York City. It's on 6th Avenue across the street from Rockefeller Center, NBC headquarters, NBC Music Hall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And something I would like to understand from PlayFronts is why isn't LG invited to showcase themselves? The same thing also with Tele, the same thing with Roku. And let's not forget Netflix. Remember, Netflix is a game player on mobile phones, on smartphones. When are they going to get involved with smart TV sets and devices? Maybe, just maybe, even though we know they're not going to give a presentation, maybe someone will show up there and we'll scope out exactly what's happening. Because one would think, given how Netflix is doing, that they would at some point take all of those games that they have developed or that other people developed for them and go from being just on the smartphone to being on your smart TV set or device. Let's see. So once again, PlayFronts 2024, tomorrow and Wednesday here in New York. Again, we will be covering it for a pair of columns for Media Village. Hopefully you'll be able to catch those columns, if not late this week, next week at MediaVillage.org. And for more details about PlayFronts, as well as the upcoming new fronts, will be taking place the week of April 30th, and the podcast up front that will be taking place in May, go to www.iab.com. That's www.iab.com. And before we leave you today, I want to remind you that the NCAA Men's Tournament is continuing this week, Thursday and Friday regional semifinals, Saturday, Sunday regional finals. Just off the bat, based on what's happened so far, it's very clear that this is going to be NCAA March Madness tournament on the men's side, that any one of the 16, Sweet 16 teams could win it all. Absolutely. Even, you know, North Carolina State, that was an 11th seed going into their own ACC tournament. There's no Cinderella teams. There's no, you know, unknown powers. People know San Diego State from last year being in the finals against Connecticut. All the number one seeds are in. All the number two seeds are in. Yes, there were a couple of upsets, not that many. And the teams like Oakland and Grand Canyon that had the upsets early on, they're gone. So you have a situation where the Sweet 16 teams, any one of them could win. So again, men's tournament action continues Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday on CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV. All games will be running as well on Max. And of course, you can catch the games on radio on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. You can go to your local Westwood One radio station, including WFAN here in New York, or you can go to westwoodonesports.com. You can either catch the picking the regional semifinals, catch the mix where you get the national hookup, with some games in their entirety, other games in bits and pieces as the action unfolds. Plus, you can also go to get individual games in your area available no matter where you are. That's westwoodonesports.com. And tonight, the NCAA Women's Tournament completes the second round on the ESPN Family Network. ESPN has three games, by the way, tonight, back to back to back, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The 8 p.m. game, I believe, is the one that Caitlin Clark and her Iowa colleagues, I believe they're playing against West Virginia. So again, that's 6 p.m., 8 p.m., 10 p.m., back-to-back-to-back games on ESPN, other games on ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News, and of course also on ESPN+. And one more thing before we start wrapping things up for today. This Thursday and Friday, actually two more things. One, this Thursday and Friday, TV of Tomorrow show takes place with our good friend Tracy Swedlow in San Francisco. And we are expecting some major news Speaking of LG, we may get some major news from them, and we may get some major news on Kelly, as we talked about on our show last Friday. So we'll be staying in touch on the developments there. Anything breaks, we'll have it for you on Friday's episode. And we will hopefully have an episode of Sports Newswire that I'll be on because of the fact that Samsung's presentation on Wednesday conflicts with the normal time that I'm usually doing Sports Newswire on Wednesdays. I will probably do Sports Newswire, my segment, either Thursday or Friday. So check out Sports Newswire Thursday or Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. All right? All righty. Once again, I want to remind you that we'll be back with our final episode of March on Good Friday 2024, regular time, 3:00 Pacific. We got a great 9-minute show in store for you. First up, from the new CW series, Sight Unseen, executive producers and co-showrunners, the sister-sister team of Karen and Nicodine Trubetskoy. And we'll celebrate the 50th year of Nova on public television with their co-executive producers, Julia Court and Chris Schmidt. And finally, from the new Hulu series, Davy and Jonesy's Locker, creator, showrunner, and co-star, Ebony Rosen. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcasts. They're available 24/7 on all sorts of wonderful podcast destinations like iTunes, the iRadio Podcast Network, the Zencaster Creator Network, YouTube Music, also Amazon Music, Audible, Fathom, Luminary, and many, many more. And you can also check us out 24/7 on our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, from the great people at On Podium. Remember, we have a special chat page on the home screen where if you have a question, you want to submit it, anything about the world of television, well, all you got to do is put it there. If we use suggestion on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. And, of course, we always love hearing from you. We want to hear where you're at, where things are with the world of television that you're in. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, close your name, where you're emailing from. That's how you get involved with our classic trivia question and get involved with our regular feature, Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? We'll give it the attention for sure. We want to hear from you. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So put down in your email the name of the show you want us to highlight, where it's at, when it's on, why you want it that way. You get the credit if we use that suggestion. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Plus, you can always find me on social media anytime 24/7. Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook or LinkedIn at X at Facebook, LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate with me, I communicate back with you within 24 hours because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not solely those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and other carriers of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is content executive. Website series led by On Podium. Guitar Spakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. Remember, you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com to order and use that promo code TELEVISED, TLEDISED, at checkout. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. Back on Friday with our big 90-minute edition for Good Friday 2024, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tune and Radio, and all of our web and podcast destinations. Whatever you're doing between now and then, make it safe, make it great, and remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.